Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with Mr. Tom Fairbanks. Tom is engineering and producing our show on the other side of the glass. Together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Friday. It's the middle of July, as if we didn't know by the kind of brutal summer we are having here in Tucson, Arizona. I've been in town almost 30 years and can't really recall, Tom Fairbanks, a July quite like it. Straight weeks in July without a drop of rain.
On the news, TV news last night, all of the weather people were reporting that we have the longest string of 105 plus
days.
Degree days.
Yep. So something's going on. Just try to endure it. Let's hope August is quickly going to be coming. Maybe it'll be better, but then the humidity will come. So anyway, we are live weekday, noon to one, here on the Buckmaster Show on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030 KVOI. On Friday, I like to thank the media partners, people in the media who support what I do here on the radio, people like Dylan Smith, who founded and created TucsonSentinel.com. Thank you, Dylan.
Oh, thanks for having me, as always.
Inside Tucson Business supports us, as does Dan Scheer and the Green Valley News and Sahorita Sun, TucsonLifestyle.com, Southern Arizona News Examiner, that's the online publication from Emil Franzi, and the Three Sonorans, David Morales' operation online. Our Friday Focus interview today, Pima County Supervisor Ray Carroll. Mr. Carroll is with us in studio. He's a Republican representing the 4th Pima County Supervisorial District. Earlier this year, Ray Carroll announced he would not seek re-election and will end his 20-year career on the board. It's not going to end his career. I'm sure he's going to do something else, right, Ray?
I will find an encore, Bill. I'm sure of it.
I'm sure you will. Joining me again, we have Dylan Smith here, the editor-publisher of TucsonSentinel.com. If you have a question or comment on the live line, 790-2040. Our Facebook address is Bill Buckmaster and Twitter at Buckmaster Show. Dylan, thanks again for coming.
Absolutely.
And Ray, Ms. Supervisor Carroll, Mr. Carroll, right off the bat, your critics have contended you're just a puppet for Mr. Chuck Huckleberry. If you are a puppet, why have you never voted in 20 years for Mr. Huckleberry's budget?
Well, Bill, you know, people that say those types of things, you have to consider the source. I'll be honest with you. You know, I've been reelected now 5 times. I've had 5 elections that have seen me in the victory chair because of service that I've given to this community and given to this constituency that they respect. Some gadflies who spout off on talk radio about how I'm a puppet for Chuck Huckleberry
and Facebook
don't know my record. And you know, if they want to distort the record, I'll be honest with you, I've had very contentious relationships when it comes to policy and when it comes to the budget, when it comes to open transparency in government. Those have been battles that I've raged. It's part of my record. I'm proud to be able to say that I've been the loyal opposition in many different ways, especially as a fiscal conservative on the county taxes and budget. I have been supportive of the library district in the past and the flood control district in the past, of course. Those taxes are secondary taxes that I've voted to increase for the very reason that those are important pay us now or pay us later issues. Investing in our kids and our community through the library system, that library system helps people find work. Library helps students do their homework and get after school care and a safe place to hang out. And also, the libraries are a great resource for the senior citizens that I represent all around Pima County.
There is a segment of the Republican Party, a wing of the Republican Party, that for want, I'm going to be right, give you the bottom line, that literally hates your guts.
Well, Bill, it's not mutual. I love everybody, as you know. I'm a devout, faithful person who believes that people are going to carry around their burdens and their mistrust of government, and they're going to project it on the elected official. But I've never shown any hate towards anyone. I've never responded in hate or retaliated against anyone, simply because I see politics as something you should take seriously and not personally, Bill. I've been sued by many, many agencies. I've been sued by many development groups. I've been sued by other entities that are from political corners. But in the end, Bill, I held my head high. I've worked 20 years, as you said in the introduction, to make the community a better place. I'm proud of my legacy. I'm most proud of the animal care center that we're building right now as part of the real end of my efforts on the Pima County Board. I'm going to make sure that that's constructed under budget and on time. And lastly, I just want to say I've enjoyed the heck out of those that support me, but I don't want to be like those politicians that have a little cadre of people that are so bizarrely off track and hateful in any opposition that comes my way. My wife was grateful the other night as we discussed those types of gadflies that hang around certain politicians. Boy, Ray, I'm glad you didn't have that kind of crazy cheering section that some elected officials have these days. It's just so untasteful. Thank you, Bill, for allowing me to say that.
So you just mentioned the distrust that some people have in government. A story that we reported a couple of days ago is an example of why some people really don't quite trust what's going on in politics. And it was something that you voted for. It was a unanimous vote on the Board of Supervisors to approve the lease for a county building to Caterpillar last month. And there are some perks in that contract that don't quite ring true with how it was described to the public and how it was described, the deal was described to you guys before you voted on it. And, you know, that the public was told that Caterpillar would be paying the utility bills and operating and maintenance costs on the building. There's nothing in the lease that requires them to do that. The public was told that Caterpillar would be paying back a portion of the $2 million in tenant improvements that are going to go into that building before they move in. There's nothing in the lease that requires them to do that. Isn't that the kind of thing that, being not quite as transparent and forthright with people and our money, our taxpayers' money, isn't that why some people don't like the government?
I couldn't agree more, Dylan, and obviously I'd miss that. I was a real estate agent for almost a decade for Grubb & Ellis. It was an industrial company. I dealt with leases just like this one. And, the large print giveth and the small print taketh away in most cases.
Yeah.
Leases are redlined from legal departments back and forth, as this one was. We are competing against many other communities, as you well know. I hope that we can somehow rectify this mistrust. I think that that was a glitch. I don't think there was any conspiracy or any, corporate kind of cronyism going on there. I think it was
The response from county officials, from Chuck Huckleberry, has been that these costs are being repaid in the base rent. I guess you could describe it as
you
that.
You should delineate
That's kind
you,
of...
You have to be more clear, and they should have been delineated in the lease. And obviously it was a flaw in the deal, which I'm embarrassed about, because frankly I wanted Caterpillar to arrive in our community as smoothly as possible. I'm still grateful for the opportunity that we had to work with the state and other entities to bring Caterpillar and the jobs to the downtown area. But like other deals, You have to really double check in this day and age to make sure that everything is crossed and dotted with efficiency. And I have to say our real estate department, our lawyers, and especially the county administrator and the Board of Supervisors have egg on our face over that. But I'm not going to let it ruin the future of relations with Caterpillar. I hope that they're going to be such a stellar tenant and rectify the relationship and the recommendation that Chuck gave to sign that original lease by being a great employer in our community.
Personally, I think it may well be a great investment for the county to help facilitate this deal and get them into town. But the way things were described to people, especially to the public, was not quite what was written on the pieces of paper.
More and more you see sloppy government contracts and negotiations around the country, and I just hate to have one example of that locally that we could have been better for by giving a little more due diligence to the contract, and I think I have to bear some responsibility for that as being the one guy on the board that had a long career in commercial real estate. I had looked at the lease, and you know what, Dylan, I must have thought it was a gross lease and that was connected in. It's happened before in the industry, and I just didn't delineate a question that clarified or straightened that
one. Well, you guys, to be fair, have over the course of the last several meetings had some very, very crowded agendas with a lot of deals, a lot of budget issues, trying to make your decision on what to do with the property tax, if you could cut it. You had all had very full plates. I must admit that.
All right, we're going to take a break right here. It's 12:15 on the Buckmaster Show. Ray Carroll will stick around for another segment, 790-2040, if you'd like to join us. We'll be right back, but it's Rock and Roll Friday. That means our bumper music usually has to do with music from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, not so much the 2000s.
Why not the 40s? Let's get some 40s in there.
All right, what do we have? Rolling Stones. The Regional Transportation Authority funds new sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bike lanes across the region to enhance our regional mobility and safety. The RTA's 20-year plan also includes roadway improvement projects and expanded transit services to provide added convenience and accessibility. The RTA continues to deliver its promise to you to make our region a better place to live, work, and play. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Are you a landlord by choice or by force? Experiencing a job transfer and don't know what to do with your current house? Want to move but can't sell your current house? Hello, my name is Ken Adams, co-owner of Rincon Ventures Property Management. Rincon Ventures has a fully automated accounting process, electronic payments, and 24-hour access to your accounts. With some of the lowest rates in Tucson, Rincon Ventures has grown rapidly in this down economy. Let us show you why. Give us a call at 881-2258 right now and experience the difference. Rincon Ventures, where service is a fact, not another empty promise. 881-2258.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting from a different perspective. Dive into the culture section with the latest on the arts. Book reviews from Rebecca Guthrie. What movies are hot or not from Bob Garber. Eric Peters brings his unique point of view with his auto reviews. Check out where you could vacation regardless of the season. It is culture news from a different perspective. The Southern Arizona News Examiner. Free subscriptions at soaznewsx.com.
Hi, Alan Schultz from your Better Business Bureau serving Southern Arizona here to remind you to start with trust and look for the BBB accredited seal when searching for a product or service. Did you know you can request a quote directly from any of our accredited businesses? With over 3,000 accredited businesses in Southern Arizona, you're sure to find a business you can trust. Whether you need a quote from one company or an entire industry, go to tucson.bbb.org and start your search today.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine in a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. This is Bill Buckmaster. Join us Monday for the Monday Political Face-Off with commentators John Munger and Joe Holt. Also, our Better Business Bureau Scam of the Month alert. Buckmaster Live, noon to 1 on Tucson's Voice, AM 1030, KVOI, with live streaming podcasts and our archive on my website, buckmastershow.com. Rolling Stones, bumper music, our intermission music, Jumpin' Jack Flash from that very good year. Well, for some of us, it was a pretty good year, 1968.
That was a tumultuous year.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was, Dylan. Just a little bit like 2016.
There are a lot of pundits and people who like to fill airtime on TV who are drawing a whole lot of parallels.
Yep.
And, you know, we are certainly, I think, right now at a troubling point in our civic discourse in this country. I don't think we are anywhere near in the kind of mess that we were in the late 60s with, you know, we have a terrible level of rhetoric right now, but I think we have developed some better ways of dealing with that. You know, we're not great at it, but I don't think we have the, you know, edging into complete chaos like 1968 was, because that was a worldwide phenomenon.
Hey, Dylan.
Other countries were much worse than the United States was at that point. There was just, you know, an enormous upheaval.
How far out do I schedule things? Probably some people probably say too far out.
Well, I would actually sometimes say too far out.
Too far.
But, you know, you try and be prepped up, and I think sometimes you do go with the flow and switch things up as things
But
happen.
You'd been but scheduled for a while.
To be on this show?
Yeah.
I think for almost a month.
And Ray Carroll, you've been scheduled for?
You asked me to come on last month, Bill, and it's usually a good several weeks to a month in advance. So I'm delighted to be here today.
So this is not really just a reaction to Dylan Smith's 10-page, well documented piece that was released yesterday. Last night, about Allie Miller, the headline, Allie Miller may have broken the law in ordering staff to use personal email to be more secretive. That would put to be more secretive in quotes.
That's a quote from her.
Supervisor sticking with false claims about public records faces possible criminal probe. One of the quotes in there was, I believe, calling Supervisor Ray Carroll the scum of the earth. Is that correct?
That was in an email that Supervisor Allie Miller sent to one of her staffers back in, I believe it was 2013.
Here is my question for Ray Carroll. Ray, you are a devout Catholic, correct?
That's correct, Bill.
One of the tenets of Catholicism and Christianity is forgiveness. Do you forgive your colleague, Supervisor Allie Miller, for saying some pretty rough stuff about you?
Of course, Bill. As I said earlier, you know, you consider the source and you take things seriously, but not personally. But, you know, that email was so off the wall because it was Supervisor Miller complaining that I'd stolen her idea to support the Pima Animal Care Center. The idea was brought to me by the owner of Giant George, who was actually a neighbor of mine and is still a constituent. Giant George was a Great Dane who held the world record as far as height and size of an animal. The important thing you should know, Bill, is he contacted me, wanted me to help him out and get him into Bookman's and get Giant George to do like a service for Animals Day, since he was now the Guinness World Book record holder. And, you know, George wasn't going to live forever, and people like to get photos of their dog celebrating their accomplishments just like they do their kids. So I was gung-ho. I wanted to help, of course. I put a resolution on the agenda. And in the end, this is what Supervisor Miller was ticked off about, apparently. She'd been thinking about having her own little fundraiser for the Pima Animal Care. Obviously, her taste turned after she found mine and decided that she didn't want to help the animal care for fear that I might get credit for anything her volunteers and her supporters may have given. So that's kind of where that was coming from. Isn't that off the wall? But in the end, I think my record shows, just like for transparency, I've been a great advocate of the Pima Animal Care Center since day one. Part of my job was to change the name and maybe more reflect that we care for animals there. I also started the program called Paws for Paws in Pima County, where we bring an available dog for adoption to every board meeting. We then are probably 100% for getting those dogs adopted. Simon, my little schnauzer mix, didn't come from the Paws for Paws.
He's Simon.
But he's another example
he's
of
right
the kind
here,
of work
he's
I've
right
done.
He's right here in studio with us.
Kind of work I've done with the Pima Animal Care Center. And the most proud fact is, I've said it, I was the finance chairman for the Animal Care Bond, which I said I'm going to bring to fruition under budget and on time, not in my current stint as a board member, but it'll be done in the next year, and it'll be done very well. Thanks.
Okay, Robert has been waiting to speak with Mr. Carroll. Hello, Robert.
Good day, sir. I just wanted to express my appreciation for Mr. Carroll having been my county supervisor, and I'm really going to miss him. I would like to ask if he has a recommendation that he could possibly tell me for someone that's running for office that would fill his qualifications for someone to be my county supervisor. And I'm sorry, but I got Parkinson's that I'm talking in it.
Thank you, Robert.
Well, thanks, Robert, and may you work for speedy health and recovery from your Parkinson's. But I want to be the guy who tells you directly that I'm supporting Steve Christie, and I'm glad you called in. My supporters in Green Valley all the way to Mount Lemmon and everywhere else have heard from me that I'll be supporting Steve Christie, and I'll be voting for Steve Christie in the primary. It's important for me to tell people in my constituency that I think he's a knowledgeable guy who's worked with the RTA and the PAG, but he's also been a business owner. He's a reasonable conservative. He holds all the same values I do. He's a Republican that I could be proud to support, and that's why I've chosen to support him over the other two candidates. And I hope that you'll support him as well. He doesn't need any money right now. I think mostly what he needs is the groundswell of support from pockets of the district that I hope you'll spread to your neighbors and friends. Thanks.
Dylan, getting back to your story at TucsonSentinel.com, the loyal opposition to Allie Miller have accused you and others in the media of being part of a conspiracy, that this is just being brought up now. Allie Miller herself has been saying that this is being brought up because it's an election year. What do you say to these people?
I'm not the one who founded a fake news website under a fake name while working for a county supervisor and doing that while the taxpayers were paying me to work. That was brought to my attention, and I found it a little bit curious. Even before we knew that there was a connection to Allie Miller's office with one of her staffers having done that, which was very quickly determined. But even before that, I found it curious just what the heck that website was, so I started checking it out. I'm not the one who did that in an election year. I'm the one who found something odd and started investigating. I'm not the one who spun out weeks and weeks and weeks worth of lies and filed fake FBI reports.
Do you call Mrs. Miller every time you do one of these stories for a comment?
The reason that all of this happened was because Allie Miller did not call me back. I called her office the very first day, days before I published the first story about this. She didn't respond, even. That's why I started making public records requests, because she did not make herself available to answer any questions about it at all. And I wanted to figure out what was going on. So I asked for a few emails and other messages to see what might be happening. And here, 2 months later, after a very long stream of false statements and attempts to cover up the fact that she has used personal emails to do public business. We're still waiting for those records. They have not been turned over. And I have to reiterate that it's not, under Arizona state law, it's not illegal to use your personal email to do public business. The problem is, if you do so, those are still public records. And if any citizen asks to see them, if you are a government official, government worker of any kind, you have to provide them promptly.
Where does the board take this now?
Well, Bill, the county attorney is going to put this on the agenda for August 2nd. And I just want to make a comment that their employees and, you know, Supervisor Miller, as you know now, has had many, many ex-employees. In fact, she's had more ex-employees than Queen Elizabeth II has had ex-prime ministers, and she's been reigning since 1952. So you recently saw Cameron leave. You now have the 13th. Guess what? Allie's also had 13 ex-employees. They're the ones who have come forward, and they're really upset, by gosh, because her employees now and in the past have been put upon to criminal activity, and that is to avoid, due to her paranoia, and make secret the public documents going back and forth between them. So as Dylan said, it's not illegal to use personal devices, but when called out, you have to give those public documents when they exist. And we have proof from ex-employees, that's why I brought it up, from three ex-employees. Supervisor Miller wanted proof. It's all in the Sentinel, folks. In fact, I've put the Sentinel article up on my Facebook today because I knew this subject would come up. I have many friends. I hope you'll read that Facebook link to Dylan Smith's article. But I think you'll also notice that Supervisor Miller wanted proof, and it's in there. She's been caught red-handed now, and she's been denying guilt since the beginning of this controversy. I've, in my record, shown to be a fiscal conservative, believer in transparent government, and whatever it takes, I've been able to bring out mostly, like the RTA election results. This was all the same type of work that I did then. I do not want to get the brick wall award from the Arizona Press Association this year, but I'm afraid this might become a national story, Bill. I could see Supervisor Miller in a Doonesbury cartoon very soon because this is such a bizarre, long-running denial and a cover-up, in my opinion, because the public documents include not just things like her calling me or Chuck Huckleberry or other supervisors' names, but things that are way further controversial and scandalous than just those.
And I have invited Mrs. Miller, Supervisor Miller, to be on this program, and so she has that invitation, and we'll see. Because I feel kind of awkward about this, because for me, it's a little bit unusual that when someone makes accusations that the person is not coming on my program to defend themselves. But I have extended the invitation, and she has chosen at this point to no longer
has she ever been on your show?
Many times.
Yes? Okay.
Many times. Up until a point, and then
What was that point?
Well, I did not hear this directly from her, but I did hear that she believes that I disrespected her because I did not call her Supervisor Miller every time I addressed her during the interview. I called her Mrs. Miller, and she felt that was a disrespect. So That's where we are right now.
Another example of hypocrisy, Bill, but I'm glad we could bring it up today and discuss this item. I'm welcoming anyone to call my office and talk to me about the evidence. Supervisor Miller claimed that there was no evidence. You know what, Bill? She wasn't at the dais long enough for me to hand it her way the day she stormed off because she had, quote-unquote, an urgent appointment. But secondly to that, she didn't come to the following meeting in person. But I do have the evidence. It's from the ex-employees as well as it's from some of the stuff she did turn over to Dylan Smith, Joe Ferguson, and others.
One of those documents, the most obvious example, and it's not something that you can point to a disgruntled ex-employee over. It was only turned over because it was a record that had been also included with one of her staffers, Pima County government emails, but with all of her other employees using their personal emails. When she provided it, she blacked out all of those email addresses to try and hide the fact that they were using their personal emails. Mm-hmm. After the rest of the board got a little bit fed up with the stonewalling and foot dragging, and ordered IT staff to directly provide us with the electronic copies of those emails.
All right.
Included in that was the clear, plain as day, look, they're using their personal emails. So we're wondering where the rest of them are.
All right, we got to go. Jeff, I'll give you really quickly. Jeff, go ahead. Jeff, are you still there? Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning to you, or good afternoon to you, fellas. This is for Supervisor Carroll. A lot of conversations about mechanic start out with the phrase, there's plenty of blame to go around.
Yes.
But in this case, I want to talk about Pima Animal Care. It's really nice to say there's probably plenty of credit to go around. And I want to thank specifically Supervisor Carroll for making this a cause of his. I'm sure he's one of many, but still, he's a big one. He's right at the top. And you, Ray, I'm sure you get the blame for everything. So I'm going to give you the credit for something, too.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
And on that note, thank you, Jeff. We're going to have to wrap it up. We're a little bit over where we should be time-wise, and as the time manager of the Buckmaster Show, I will have to give myself a demerit, but we've given it a little 5 minutes extra. Important stuff, I think. So we'll take our break right here. It is the Buckmaster Show. Thank you, Mr. Carroll, for coming in, Supervisor Carroll.
My pleasure. Simon and I might be escaping up to Mount Lemmon to avoid the heat again this
weekend.
There
you go.
All right. Suggest all our friends to do so.
How about a little satisfaction?
Local Tucson business, American Openings, is pleased to be a sponsor of Gospel Rescue Mission. They're on a mission to restore lives that are afflicted by homelessness, hopelessness, and addiction. Each day, the Gospel Rescue Mission in Tucson houses, feeds, and ministers to hundreds of men, women, and children. Gospel Rescue Mission, where homelessness ends and lives are restored. You can learn more at grmtucson.com. American Openings is proud to support Gospel Rescue Mission.
This is Bill Buckmaster. I love travel and flying from Tucson International Airport. And when you fly Tucson, you're standing up for Tucson. When more people fly Tucson, airlines respond with more flights. And with more flights, more travelers can get here to conduct important business. It's a win for the region, and it's a win for you in time saved and money saved not traveling to an airport 2 hours away. Next time you book a flight, type in TUS. Travel smart and fly Tucson. It's the way to go. Business owners and managers upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593. If you're searching for that special one-of-a-kind item, may I suggest Adobe House Antiques. It has a vast collection and variety of antiques, lighting, and fine art. In addition to the interior space, a large outdoor location offers an extensive collection of vintage patio furniture, exterior lighting, and ironwork. Come see Penny at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, or on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Every year, eager travelers journey to Europe to experience the Yuletide season at its very best. With the glittering backdrop of winter white hilltops and extravagantly decorated cities, get swept up in the enchantment that's in the air. Let's not forget the most magical part of all, Europe's famous Christmas markets, renowned for their festive atmosphere, great food and drink, and handcrafted gifts. Experience the magic of the holidays aboard an Ama Waterways river cruise. Call Bon Voyage Travel to plan your Christmas market cruise and save up to 40%. Bon Voyage Travel, 797-1110.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson. Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Green Things has been the place for all things green for the Buckmaster household for many years. From 2-inch succulents to 10-foot tall palms and desert trees, Green Things has it all on 13 acres and 33 greenhouses full of plants, pottery, and gardening supplies. Visit Green Things at 3384 East River Road by the Rito Riverwalk and on the web at greenthingsaz.com.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show Friday edition. Our bump music, little Rolling Stones here. Start me up. Dylan Smith sticks around from our interview with Ray Carroll. Dylan from TucsonSentinel.com. We're joined our guest now, David Collier, head of the University of Arizona Journalism School, the immediate past president of the largest professional organization of journalists in this country, the Society of Professional Journalists, which was started in the early part of the 20th century. I believe, David, you have 7,000 working journalists in the fold, something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. You had a big week. You were back in Washington, D.C., urging stronger Freedom of Information Act legislation from lawmakers. How were you treated before that U.S. Senate committee?
Oh, it was great. It was really a celebration of the new laws that were signed June 30th, more openness at the federal level. So people were happy to see that. But at the same time, we talked about things that still need to be done. We have a lot of work to do in this country.
Bottom line things. Give us a couple of them.
Well, you know, our public records laws are fine, but they have no enforcement provisions for the most part. The average person really has no shot at in making the government follow the law, and that's a huge problem in the federal level, of course, states, and even locally. If we can't hold government accountable and they can get away with denying information, then that's a huge problem. We have to put teeth into the law.
Here's Dylan.
So you have been not the biggest cheerleader for the Obama administration when it comes to public records laws, with SPJ pretty much leading the way with a lot of national groups speaking out on the poor performance of Barack Obama and his team, you know, through the entire federal bureaucracy about turning over records. Talk about that a little bit.
Right. Well, I was a huge critic of the Bush administration with its secrecy after 9/11, the Patriot Act and whatnot. And, you know, when President Obama got elected, he promised his first day of office to be the most transparent president in history. And that didn't happen. And so we called him on it, and we've been on his case for some time. I mean, an example, for example, last week he said, "Oh, we're the best administration ever as far as transparency goes. We process more FOIA requests faster than anyone else." Well, that's true, but what he doesn't mention is that 77% of the time you ask for information, you don't get it. The rate of denial has increased a lot in just the past year. So what they're doing is getting very good at saying no to the citizens, and
they can say no quickly.
They're really good at stamping denied on FOIA requests, and I don't think that's progress.
Journalists have been taking a lot of hits from Donald Trump, and this campaign is really like nothing I've ever seen in my lifetime. Most of us have never seen anything like it. For journalists, it's been a real challenge.
Oh, absolutely.
It's really unprecedented. I mean, there's always been a tussle between journalists and the government, and as there should be. You know, that's how the system was created. But Trump is just out in left field in dealing with journalists, and that's not going to help him if he's elected president.
Wouldn't that be right field?
There you go, way right field. Well, or wherever he is, he's not even in the ballpark, because the things he's doing right now is not going to help him or the American people. You know, we've taken President Obama to task for excessive information control, managing the message, requiring journalists to go through public information officers, to submit questions ahead of time, to have minders sit in on interviews, and to blackball journalists who don't toe the line. We've spoken out against that. Those are terrible practices. And I fear that whoever's elected president next will be even worse.
First Amendment, Mr. Trump has said some things about suing. He was going to sue journalists who put out unfavorable stories.
Oh, absolutely. He's talked about changing libel law to make it real easy for him to sue, as if he has the ability to do that. I'm sorry, but I think that's Congress's role to make laws and change them. So, and the courts and their interpretation, it's not up to him. He's talked about all sorts of things that we know are may get him votes, may stir up his base of support, but are really not realistic.
So what do we do as citizens, not a, you know, us three journalists sitting here in this radio booth, but why should ordinary citizens do something about this, and what can they do that might be effective?
Well, that's a really good question. I know people are so cynical sometimes, apathetic, thinking that they can't make a difference, and we all get tired of hearing, oh, write your congressman, that sort of thing. That's that I don't think really resonates with people. But I do think people have to get mad. They have to get angry. Remember the movie Network?
Mm-hmm. Go to your window, scream, I'm not going to take it anymore.
Really, I'm mad as hell, and yeah. I'm not going to take
there
it
you
anymore.
Go. There how can we have a functioning democracy if we don't know what the government is up to?
Absolutely.
If we can't figure out who to support, we can't figure out which policies are the right way to go, if we have no idea what bureaucrats and elected officials are up to, whether it's in the federal government or locally, if we don't know, then it makes it very difficult for voters to be able to play their proper role.
Absolutely. And I think we all can support open, accountable government. I mean, clearly there's some information that should be kept secret, but
So you're not in favor of all of us having the nuclear launch codes?
Right. I don't even want those. But I think we do have to, as a people, support these FOIA laws, these open public record laws, and get behind them and let our government know that we really mean it. Because if we don't, they're going to do more and more business behind closed doors in secrecy, hiding, and they're going to do bad stuff. And that's the problem when you have a secret society. Just look at history. Just look around the world. Those secret societies that we've seen do bad things. And that's why transparency is so important. And the great work, even here in Pima County, that is happening with citizens and journalists exposing secrecy within our own government.
790-2040. Cynthia has called us with a question for David Coulier. Go ahead, Cynthia.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to know, does it bother you as journalists, the closeness of someone like Ben Rhodes being the being the brother of the president of CBS News? Does that bother you?
I don't know. Don't know enough about that.
If you're talking about just in general the fact that I think especially at the national level, people who are prominent in media, both on the business side and talking heads on TV, do have sometimes quite cozy relationships with people who have other powerful positions, but that's really one, a function of human nature. You put a bunch of people in one spot and they will develop connections. And also, in many ways, I think an outcome of people being disengaged. If you're not involved, you know, people who are powerful do get cozier together. And I think that's why it's important to have good journalists who are pointing out things when people get a little too cozy.
And Dave Coulier, that's one of the knocks on Washington, D.C. and the journalists, that it's just a little too there's a little too much nepotism involved there, and such is married to this journalist and someone else is in the government, and it gets a little too cozy for some people.
Oh, absolutely. The White House Correspondents' Dinner is the most obscene event. I hate that thing. Where journalists,
the infamous nerd prom, as it's sometimes called.
Right, where journalists love to suck up to these politicians, mm-hmm. and
movie stars.
And movie stars, and you know, and that's the worst of journalism, in my opinion. And of course, corporate ownership has caused a lot of problems in journalism. I think it's one of the worst things that's ever happened to journalism. We have a lot of problems in journalism we have to address. But for the most part, I think the 40,000 newspaper reporters and employees out there in the United States, you know, they pretty much do their best to try to serve the public. They're idealistic. They went into it to help make the world better. And I think for the most part, most of them do. Without interference from those in power. I think they resist power.
Speaking of chain media and people trying to work hard, there were some very experienced, talented people who were laid off from the Arizona Daily Star yesterday. And right now I'm feeling very sad for those folks. It was a very disappointing day.
Flag should be at half mast today.
All right, Cynthia, I'm sorry you had a response, but you have left us. She might have sensed that we were very, very tight on time. We do have to run. David Coulier, thank you for stopping by. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Dylan, thank you. Good to see you.
Absolutely. Always
right.
A pleasure.
Let's find out what's going on with Weekend Watch. Matt Russell is next. He'll have his top three picks of places to eat out, things to do. He'll have his happy hour pick of the week. We could all use a little happy hour right about now. We'll be right back. This year, the Regional Transportation Authority celebrates 10 years of delivering projects across our region. More than 755 multimodal projects help you reach your destinations. By delivering both mobility and economic benefits to communities throughout Pima County, the RTA unquestionably makes a difference in our region. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
Traveling is more than just a flight. It's the whole experience. In money saved, in time saved. Almost 60 flights take off every day from Tucson International Airport and announcing the newest destination, New York.
American Airlines, now boarding nonstop to JFK.
Daily nonstop service to New York starts October 7th with connections across the Atlantic and throughout the Northeast. Now with 18 nonstop destinations from Tucson, you can get there from here. Travel smart. Travel TUS and flytucson.com. It's the way to go.
Business owners and managers, upgrade your workforce through training customized to meet your needs. Pima Community College offers affordable, specialized training for companies large and small. Instruction is delivered how, when, and where you want it, whether online, at your business, or a customized combination. Pima Community College instructors make training relevant with a focus on today's real-world business needs and measurable success. Learn more at 206-6593, 206-6593.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100. Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com. All right, time for the weekend. When we hear that bump music, we feel better because we know it is the weekend. Weekend Watch here on the Buckmaster Show is brought to you by Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, and Weekend Watch is hosted by Inside Tucson food and beverage columnist and award-winning Tucson publicist, Mr. Matt Russell. And I do want to say that if you're looking for a cool weekend getaway, why not Silver City at about 6,000 feet elevation? That means cooler days and nights. Places to stay, no problem. Pinos Altos Cabins, to name just one of the many great places to stay in the area, and so many things to do, like the very green now Gila National Wilderness. Time to do maybe a little hiking over in the Gila. Find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. Mr. Matt Russell, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. Happy Friday, Bill.
Oh, same to you. Any food trucks around lately?
I tell you what, there is no shortage of great food trucks in this community, Bill. And some of the best are going to be convening tonight at 6 at the new Three Canyon Beer and Wine Garden on Sabino Canyon Road between Snyder and Sunrise. Now, this new place doesn't officially open until October, but they're inviting us all to swing by tonight just to get a sneak peek at what they're doing while enjoying some food from trucks like Don Pedro's Peruvian Cuisine, Hellfire Pizza, Barbecue Rush, and so many others. Sounds like a great way to kick off a weekend, and I'll be there myself, probably ordering a different dish from each and every truck on site.
Go with your appetite. I know you'll be very hungry. You usually are by about that time of the evening. Anything going on about, you know, people talk a lot about different pairings. How about beer and pie?
Yeah, you heard it right. There's a pairing event happening tomorrow at Tap and Bottle downtown that really got me salivating, and you nailed it. It's beer and pie, two of my basic food groups, of course. Now, they're inviting people to bring their favorite pies to pair with select brews that'll be on tap, including a peach Berliner, a blood orange amber, and a pecan ale. And prizes are going to be handed out for best pie in show and best pie and beer pairing. I think it's a match made in heaven. It all starts tomorrow at 5 at Tap and Bottle.
Can you imagine a beer with one of my favorites, like a coconut cream or a banana cream pie?
You are singing my song, Bill.
We always like to do these food challenges. They are always fun.
Yeah, and for years, rumors have traveled all around town as to where you can get the best michelada in Tucson, that classic cocktail made with cerveza, tomato juice, limes, and peppers and spices. And many people claim to be the best michelada mixologist, but an event happening tomorrow is going to settle the score once and for all. It's the Tucson Michelada Challenge, 2 o'clock at the Tucson Convention Center. More than 40 bartenders from around town are going to be competing, judges and People's Choice prizes, live music, and more chips and salsa than you could possibly imagine. It's only $22 a person. I do love me a Michelada, Bill, and the challenge is officially on tomorrow at the TCC.
Stay cool, my friend. Thanks.
I'll do it, Bill. Thanks.
All right. We do so much local talk during the week. You know, we've got Wake Up Tucson, Chris and Joe, 6 to 8, then Christy Simone with the Daily Double, 8 to 9, Mike Shaw's show, 4 Tucson at 4, What I Do Here at noon. But then there's the weekends, loaded with all sorts of talk. Sunday, Mr. Charles Heller does a couple of very popular shows. He gets things rolling with Swap Shop Train coming down the track at 10 a.m. Saturday, or Sunday morning. And of course, Saturday, we're full of local talk as well. So check it out. Original theme music. Thank you so much, our friend Christophan, our German friend who composed our special music on the Buckmaster Show. And thanks to all of my friends here at KVOI. The Buckmaster Show, a presentation of Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC, which is wholly responsible for its content. A quick thanks to Tom Fairbanks. Thank you, Tom, for all the work you do. And Ray Allen for his work during the week with me as well. Station owners, Doug and Mary Martin, thank you for your support. Ed Alexander and production ace Jerry Cross, Rosemary Brandt, my production assistant. Have a great weekend. Try to stay cool. Back with you Monday.